Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Man Ram Ram Golder and Tir Maseches Chulin Daf Samach Zayin, the final daf in the third parak, Eilu Treifas. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Huna said, one should not pour beer through wood chips at night to filter it, because perhaps a worm will separate from the beer onto the chips and fall back into the cup. Although it developed in the beer and was initially permitted, once it crawled onto the wood chips, it becomes forbidden as sheretz hashoretz all arts, a sheretz which creeps on the ground. The Gemara said if so, it should be forbidden to drink from the kli, because perhaps the worm crawled onto the wall of the kli and fell back into the beer. It answers Hasam Hainu Ravise, there, the inner wall of the kli is its natural habitat and is not considered creeping on the ground. This distinction can be proven from the brice on the previous daf, which permitted drinking out of burrows without concern of worms inside. There, too, we're not concerned that a worm crawled onto the wall of the pit and fell back in because it is its natural habitat. Rav Chisda supported this further from a brice, which prohibits gnats, which were filtered out of wine, implying that before they were filtered out, they're permitted. Point number two, Shmuel said, Kishus Shuisiyu Be'abel, a cucumber, which became wormy while attached to the ground, is forbidden under the prohibition of Hasheretz, Hashoretz, all arts, Hasheretz, which creeps on the ground. Since the attached cucumber is considered the ground itself, the worm's movement inside the cucumber is tantamount to having crept on the ground. The Gemara attempts to support this distinction, but the proof is deflected. Several questions are asked. Perishu Umesa, if a worm left the fruit and died when it reached the ground before walking, is it prohibited? What if only Miksasa, part of it, left the fruit? What if it only reached La'avir Olam, to the open air, but not the ground? What if the worm only reached the outside surface of the date, or the roof of the pit, or it crawled from one date to another? These questions are all left unresolved. And point number three, Rav Sheshes Braid Ravidi said, Kukyani, worms which infest the livers and lungs of animals, Tosos say they infest fish, are forbidden because ma'amas, they come from elsewhere, and do not germinate inside the animals themselves. Ravashi objected that if they come from elsewhere, they should be found in the animal's digestive tract. Apparently, they do germinate inside the animal and should be permitted. In another version, Rav Shisha Braid Ravidi permitted kukyani because minegavle, they are formed from the animal itself, meaning they germinate inside it. However, the halacha is that they are prohibited because while the animal sleeps, they enter through its nostril, which is why they're not found in the digestive system. The Gemara says that darne de bisra, larvae found in meat, are forbidden, but dechavre, larvae found in fish, are permitted. Ravina explains, animals' meat becomes permitted through shechita, and since the shechita is ineffective for larvae, they remain forbidden as evri min hachai. In contrast, fish become permitted through asifa, gathering from the water, so the larvae which develops in them are formed in a permitted state. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav Huna said, one should not pour beer through wood chips at night to filter it because perhaps a worm will separate from the beer onto the chips and fall back into the cup. Although it developed in the beer and was initially permitted, once it crawled onto the wood chips, it becomes forbidden as sheretz hashoretz all arts, a sheretz which creeps on the ground. The Gemara said if so, it should be forbidden to drink from the kli, because perhaps the worm crawled onto the wall of the kli and fell back into the beer. It answers Hasam Hainu Ravise, there, the inner wall of the kli is its natural habitat and is not considered creeping on the ground. This distinction can be proven from the brice on the previous daf, which permitted drinking out of burrows without concern of worms inside. There, too, we're not concerned that a worm crawled onto the wall of the pit and fell back in because it is its natural habitat. Rav Chisda supported this further from a brice, which prohibits gnats, which were filtered out of wine, implying that before they were filtered out, they're permitted. Point number two, Shmuel said, Kishus Shuisiyu Be'abel, a cucumber, which became wormy while attached to the ground, is forbidden under the prohibition of Hasheretz, Hashoretz, all arts, Hasheretz, which creeps on the ground. Since the attached cucumber is considered the ground itself, the worm's movement inside the cucumber is tantamount to having crept on the ground. The Gemara attempts to support this distinction, but the proof is deflected. Several questions are asked. Perishu Umesa, if a worm left the fruit and died when it reached the ground before walking, is it prohibited? What if only Miksasa, part of it, left the fruit? What if it only reached La'avir Olam, to the open air, but not the ground? What if the worm only reached the outside surface of the date, or the roof of the pit, or it crawled from one date to another? These questions are all left unresolved. And point number three, Rav Sheshes Braid Ravidi said, Kukyani, worms which infest the livers and lungs of animals, Tosos say they infest fish, are forbidden because ma'amas, they come from elsewhere, and do not germinate inside the animals themselves. Ravashi objected that if they come from elsewhere, they should be found in the animal's digestive tract. Apparently, they do germinate inside the animal and should be permitted. In another version, Rav Shisha Breid Raviti permitted kukiyani because, minegavle, they are formed from the animal itself, meaning they germinate inside it. However, the halacha is that they are prohibited because while the animal sleeps, they enter through its nostril, which is why they're not found in the digestive system. The Gemara says that darne de bisra, larvae found in meat, are forbidden, but dechavre, larvae found in fish, are permitted. Ravina explains, animals' meat becomes permitted through shechita, and since the shechita is ineffective for larvae, they remain forbidden as ever mina chai. In contrast, fish become permitted through asifa, gathering from the water, so the larvae which develops in them are formed in a permitted state. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Samach Zayin, and this Siman was suggested to us by Richard Berry from Passaic, New Jersey, as well as from Shalom Fried from Woodmere, New York. They both suggested that Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. At the end of Zman's sizzling barbecue, some Talmudim thought they were being helpful by filtering the beer over some wood chips, not realizing they now made the worms usser. While others were arguing so loudly about questions of a cucumber that became wormy that they couldn't hear the Rebbe's careful instructions about which worms found in fish and meat are mutter and which are usser. Once again, slow motion. At the end of Zman's sizzling barbecue, that must be round off Samach Zayin. At the end of this month, sizzling barbecue, some Talmudim thought they were being helpful by filtering the beer over some wood chips, not realizing they now made the worms usser, which reminds us, Rav Huna said one should not pour beer through wood chips at night to filter, because perhaps a worm will separate from the beer onto the chips and fall back into the cup. Although it developed in the beer, it was initially permitted. Once it crawled onto the wood chips, it becomes forbidden as sherets hashorets all arts, a sherets which creeps on the ground. So at the end of this month, sizzling barbecue, some Talmudim thought they were being helpful by filtering the beer over some wood chips, not realizing they now made the worms usser, while others were arguing so loudly about questions of a cucumber that became wormy, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Kishos shuasliya behebel, a cucumber which became wormy while attached to the ground is forbidden under the prohibition of asheretz hashoretz ha'aretz, asheretz which creeps on the ground. Since the attached cucumber is considered the ground itself, the worm's movement inside the cucumber is tantamount to having crept on the ground. So at the end of this month, sizzling barbecue, some Talmudim thought they were being helpful by filtering the beer over some wood chips, not realizing they now made the worms usser, while others were arguing so loudly about questions of a cucumber that became wormy that they couldn't hear the Rebbe's careful instructions about which worms found in fish and meat are mutter and which are usser. Which reminds us, Rav Sheshes Breid Raviti said, kukiyani, worms which infest the livers and lungs of animals, Tosfos says that they infest fish, are forbidden because ma'alma, so they come from elsewhere and do not germinate inside the animals themselves. The Gemara says, darne de bisra, larvae found in meat are forbidden, but de chavre, larvae found in fish, are permitted. Ravina explains, animals' meat becomes permitted through shechita, and since the shechita is ineffective for larvae, they remain forbidden as ever mina chai. In contrast, fish become permitted through asifa, gathering from the water, so the larvae which develops in them are formed in a permitted state. So once again, at the end of this month, sizzling barbecue, some Talmudim thought they were being helpful by filtering the beer over some wood chips, not realizing they now made the worms usser, while others were arguing so loudly about questions of a cucumber that became wormy that they couldn't hear the Rebbe's careful instructions about which worms found in fish and meat are mutter and which are usser. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach hazara. Daf Samach Gimel. So the Zimmer Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The man riding a segue. Segue? That must be on Daf Samach Gimel. The man riding a segue when a chasida landed on the handlebars and started feeding another chasida perched nearby, which reminds us, the Gemara identifies some of the non-kosher birds recorded in the Torah and the basis of their names. Rav Yehuda says the chasida is the white daya, and it's called a chasida because she'osa chasidus im chavrosel. It performs kindness with its fellows. So the man riding a segue when a chasida landed on the handlebars and started feeding another chasida perched nearby was riding away from a giant display counting the 24 non-kosher birds of the Torah, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the number of non-kosher birds recorded in the Torah. So the man riding a segue when a chasida landed on the handlebars and started feeding another chasida perched nearby was riding away from a giant display counting the 24 non-kosher birds of the Torah. When a hunter came up and told him that he had a masorah from his expert hunter Rebbe, that the bird riding on the back of the Segway was kosher, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Of tawar necho b'masoras, a kosher bird may be eaten based on a tradition of having seen a scrupulous person eat it or having been taught by his teacher or learned hunter. Hunter is believed to say, Of ze tawar masor l'Rebbe, my teacher gave over to me that this bird is kosher, and the Gemara clarifies that his teacher was an expert hunter. Daf Samach Dalet. So the Siman Daf Samach Dalet is a secret agent. So here goes. When the secret agents, that must be more on Daf Samach Dalet. When the secret agents investigating eggs bought from a goy were told they can't rely on the signs and must get testimony from the goy regarding which kosher bird they came from, which reminds us, a brisa permits purchasing eggs from idolaters, but Shmuel's father clarified that the idolater must have identified which kosher bird they're from. So when the secret agents investing eggs bought from a goy were told they can't rely on the signs and must get testimony from the goy regarding which kosher bird they came from, and that they can't buy beaten eggs from him, which reminds us, one may not purchase eggs beaten in a dish from idolaters since the simanim cannot be discerned. So when the secret agents investing eggs bought from a goy were told they can't rely on the signs and must get testimony from the goy regarding which kosher bird they came from, and that they can't buy beaten eggs from him, they moved on to use their talents to identify blood spots in eggs and when they can throw away the blood and eat the rest. Which reminds us, if a blood spot was found on a fertilized egg, Zorkas Adam Ba'ochas Ashar, he may throw away the blood and eat the rest of the egg. Yirmiyah says this only applies where the blood spot was found on the kesher, the attachment of the egg, meaning where the rooster sperm attaches to the egg and the embryo begins to form. If the blood spot is found there, we assume the embryo had only begun to form and didn't spread to the other parts of the egg, so the rest of the egg remains permitted. Daf Samach Hei. So the siman Daf Samach Hei is se, sheep. So here goes. The flying sheep, that must be more on Daf Samach Hei, se. The flying sheep that was horrified when it flew by a non-kosher bird that caught a flying squirrel in midair and ate it. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph listed the signs of kosher birds, and a brisa discusses them further. One opinion is, it's kol of hakot mina avir. Any bird which seizes prey from midair is not kosher, and Abai clarifies, and he eats it. So the flying sheep that was horrified when it flew by a non-kosher bird that caught a flying squirrel in midair and ate it gave a giant grasshopper with wings covering most of its body and circumference a lift on its back, which reminds us we learned that a kosher grasshopper's wings must cover rubo, the majority. Rav Papa combines two definitions of majority and says, we need rov arko meaning rov hakefo. We require the wings to cover most of its length and most of its circumference. So the flying sheep that was horrified when it flew by a non-kosher bird that caught a flying squirrel in midair and ate it, gave a giant grasshopper with wings covering most of its body and circumference a lift on its back. Away from Grasshopper Village were four different types of grasshoppers according to their kind live. Which reminds us, the Torah mentions four species of kosher grasshoppers in the Torah. Arbet, Salam, Chargol, and Chagav. And the term Lumino and Liminehu, according to its kind, is written after each type. Two brises darshan these words. Daf Samach Vav. So the siman Daf Samach Vav is a tailor because tailors sew. So here goes. While the tailor instructed his students to sew, that must be on Daf Samach Vav. While the tailor instructed his students to sew klal prat uklal on the chagavim hoodies, even though the first klal is not the same as the second, which reminds us, Rabbi Shmuel darshan's klal prat uklal even where the first klal is different from the second. So while the tailor instructed his students to sew klal prat uklal on the chagavim hoodies, even though the first klal is not the same as the second, and even though they protested that it was unnecessary, they should sew snapir onto the kosher fish t-shirts, lahagdil Torah uadira, which reminds us, it was stated in the Mishnah, koshi yeshul kaskeses yeshul snapir, any fish which has a scale has a fin, but there are fish with a fin which have no scales. The Gemara said, since we may rely alone on scales to establish that a fish is kosher, lichtof rakamana kaskeses, but the Torah writes scale and not write fin. And concludes it was lahagdil Torah uadira. So while the tailor instructed his students to sew klal prat uklal on the chagavim hoodies, even though the first klal is not the same as the second, and even though they protested that it was unnecessary, they should sew snapir onto the kosher fish t-shirts, lahagdil Torah uadira. One student drank from a pit without checking the water, which reminds us we learned shratzim, which germinate in kalim, and even boros are permitted. The pasuk says, "Tochu mikol asher b'mayim." This you may eat from everything which is in the water, to include boros, shichin u'ma'aros, pits, ditches, and caves, shesheichin v'shotsim mehen ve'enu nimna, that one may bend down and drink from them and not abstain because of the creatures in the water. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we know that creatures without bones, such as insects, cannot live for 12 months? That's on Daf Nunches. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn pouring beer through wood chips prohibits the worms which separate onto the chips and then fall back into the cup? That's on daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we discuss the four signs of kosher birds? That's on daf Samach Aleph. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that a kosher grasshopper's wings must cover most of its length and most of its circumference? That's on daf Samechei. Good.
Number 5.
Which duff do we discuss attached fruit which become wormy? That's on duff. Samech Zayin. Good.
Number 6.
Which duff do we learn that taurine were specified to teach that only they are fit for a carbon? That's on duff. Samech Aleph. Good.
Number 7.
Which duff do we learn that any fish with scales certainly has fins? That's on duff. Samech Vav. Good.
Number 8.
Which duff do we learn that if one was a buck in identifying the pairs in Osnia, then a bird with only one siman of kosher is kosher since he knows it's not one of them? That's on duff. Samech Beis. Good.
Number 9.
Which duff do we learn that Rabbi Shmuel Darshan's kol prat ukol, even where the first kol is different from the second? That's on duff. Samech Vav. Good.
Number 10.
Which duff do we learn that kukiyani, worms, and fish are prohibited? Larvae found in meat are prohibited, but in fish, they're permitted. That's on duff. Samech Zayin. Good.
Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.